Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to have some fun?
Well, hey, I am. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is new.
And our title is Tiny Homes. Tiny Homes. So what do you think we are going to talk about today?
Tiny people?
What?
Well, you know, I am a big person, but today we are talking about people that are tiny, really, really small.
No, we are not talking about that. Why would you think that?
Well, because our title of the lesson is Tiny Homes, and I guess tiny, tiny people live in tiny homes?
Well, actually, normal people live in tiny homes.
Why would someone live in a tiny home? Are they comfortable? Do they have everything that they need?
Yes, and they are very interesting. They help the environment more because people use less and create less waste in a tiny home.
Wow, well, I'm glad that we're talking about this today. So this is a new way people can live. People choose to live in tiny homes. And today we will learn about why they do this.
You know, I think that's a great idea. And it's also a great idea to visit Jack. He will tell us our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天的主题是迷你屋 Tiny House。跟大房子比较起来，小房子对环境更好哦。Tiny houses are good for the environment. 名词环境或自然环境就是 environment。很多人喜欢迷你屋是因为它的设计非常的巧妙，形容词巧妙、聪明的就是 clever。Some people like their clever designs. 比如说，把三平的空间设计成可以当客厅、餐厅，甚至是卧室来使用。客厅是 living room。We spend a lot of time in the living room every day. 餐厅就是 dining room。I like the big table in your dining room. 卧室就是 bedroom. How many bedrooms are in the house? 有些人之所以喜欢迷你屋是因为它塑造了人的生活方式。小空间能容纳的东西不多，所以住的人在无形中也能过着比较简单的生活。People have to live simply in there. 副词 simply 就是简单朴素的。
Hi everyone, this is Taylor with today's news report. For a long time, people were buying bigger and bigger houses. But there are a lot of problems with big houses. Big houses are expensive, and they aren't good for the environment. But now that is changing. In many places, people are now buying small houses.And some of these houses are really tiny. These tiny houses are popular for different reasons. Many people around the world live in big houses or big apartments. But today, it's all about the opposite of big. We are talking about tiny.
Usually we think that a big house is better.
Yeah, big rooms are nice, and you can have many things in your rooms. You know, I can think of a lot of things to buy. A nice couch, a big TV. No, two big TVs.
And you're going to put all of that in your big house? Well, we know that why people like big houses. In fact, for a long time, people were buying bigger and bigger houses.
This is a great sentence we can learn more about. Here's Rebecca to help us.
Hey everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time, and I know that you guys are looking forward to today's grammar point. Well, today we are going to learn how to use the words bigger and bigger. This just means that something is getting bigger and bigger. For example,People were making bigger and bigger pictures, or Jim was baking bigger and bigger cakes. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, please practice these things you are learning on the show and try them at home. Just try and you will get better and better.
So for a long time, people were buying bigger and bigger houses, but now they are buying smaller and smaller houses. Why?
Yes, things are changing for many reasons. Oh, I have an idea. Let's go to Jack, and then we can talk more about this.
These tiny houses are popular for different reasons. 请你留意句尾的片语, for different reasons. 当你要阐述某事发生的各种原因时,就可以用这种方式, 以 for different reasons 的句子来开启你的论述。 比如你可以说, his business succeeds for different reasons. 他的生意之所以会成功有几个不同的原因。 说完这一句之后,就可以开始例举他成功的原因了。再看一句, We choose Hawaii for different reasons. 我们之所以选择夏威夷有几个不同的原因。把 for different reasons 记下来,以后写作或是做口头报告都可以用上哦。Thank
you very much, Jack. So in many places, people are now buying small houses. And some of these houses are really tiny.
Yeah, well, big houses are expensive. They cost a lot of money when you buy them. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. But also, think about after you buy a house. A big house costs more to fix. It is more expensive to heat or to cool down. And they use a lot more electricity.
Oh, wow. That's true. And that actually brings us to our next reason why people want smaller houses instead of bigger houses. A big house isn't good for the environment.
Yes, like we said, big houses use more energy and things like water. They use a lot, and this is not good for the environment.
Yeah, tiny houses use less. This is better for the environment. So we should all think about this. And we'll learn more in this next part. We can watch it together.
Some people like tiny houses because of their clever designs. Many houses don't use space very well, but tiny houses do. They are often designed so rooms can be used for different things. A living room might also be a dining room or a bedroom. Other people live in tiny houses to help the environment. Tiny houses use less energy and other resources than big houses.
So we first learned that tiny houses are becoming more popular. Big houses are expensive. And they are not good for the environment. But these tiny homes are better.
Yes. Now, they are not just small. They are tiny. And these tiny houses are very special, too. They have very clever designs.
Clever designs. So people are living in them because of the clever design.
And we should visit Jack because of what you just said, Peter. Hey, Jack.
有些人喜欢迷你屋是因为它的设计非常的巧妙。 Some people like tiny houses because of their clever designs. 这个句子里的片语 because of something 很好用哦, 它表达因为什么的意思。 比如, I didn't call you because of the long meeting. 我没打电话给你因为开会开得太久了。或者, I bought the house because of its design. 我买那间房子是因为它的设计。请你也练习一下用 because of something 找三个句子试试看吧。
Thanks, Jack. Okay, so this means that these tiny homes use space very well. Many houses don't use space very well, but tiny homes do.
Yeah, these tiny houses are often made so that rooms can be used for different things.
Well, what exactly do you mean, Marie?
Well, a living room might also be a dining room, or it can also be a bedroom.
Oh, so that means instead of having three rooms, you can just have two or just use one. The living room is also the dining room. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, so in this way, the house uses the space better. There is no waste in one of these tiny house designs.
And, like we said earlier, people like these houses because they are better for the environment. They use less things like energy and water. This is a good thing.
Yes, tiny houses use less energy and other resources than big houses.
Well, these are big words, the environment and resources. We should talk about them.
Yeah, the environment is all around us. Nature, water, that's the environment.
Okay, and we take resources from the environment and use them. If we use less, then we'll have more environment. Wow, this is really important. But friends, we need to take a short break right now. We'll see you soon.
About something. How can we use less and do more for our environment?
Well, we can recycle. That's when we use something and then we give it back by taking it to a recycling center. They can use those resources again.
That's a great idea. We should all know how to recycle. Okay, well, let's learn more. Here's part three.
Many people just like the tiny house lifestyle. Tiny houses don't have much space to keep things. So, people who live in them have to live simply. Tiny houses are also popular in places where housing is expensive. Since tiny houses are smaller than other houses, they are also cheaper. People without a lot of money can still buy a tiny house. Thank you for watching today's news report. This is Taylor.
The first reasons why people like living in tiny houses are because they are less expensive and they are better for the environment.
Also, tiny houses have clever designs. They make rooms that can be used as a living room and a dining room and a bedroom. So that way you just have one room instead of three.
Another reason why many people like this is because of the tiny house lifestyle. So what does this word lifestyle mean?
That's a good question. Our lifestyle is the way we live. I try to live an active and healthy lifestyle. I try to eat well and exercise and have a balanced life.
And for many people, a tiny home is part of their lifestyle. Tiny houses don't have much space to keep things, so people who live in them have to live simply.
I want to live simply.
I want to live simply too.
Let's all live simply with today's calendar phrase.
I want to live simply.
I want to live simply.
我想过得简朴一点。
Your house is so small.
I want to live simply.
You don't have much furniture.
I want to live simply.
You don't have many things.
I want to live simply.
Why?
Because I don't have much money.
Ha, ha, ha. I want to live simply.
I want to live simply.
我想过得简朴一点。
Well, that was a very simple calendar phrase. Make sure to practice saying it. But Peter, what does it mean to live simply?
Well, this means you try to live in a way that doesn't use resources. You might try to buy less and recycle and reuse things more.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense. So where are tiny homes popular?
They are popular in many cities, where housing is expensive. Since tiny houses are smaller than other homes, they are cheaper.
That's right, and many young people like tiny houses. Now, usually young people have less money to spend on houses, but people without a lot of money can still buy a tiny house too.
Yeah, so Marie, would you like to live in a tiny home?
You know, I think I would. I actually don't have a lot of things in my house. Just simple things like tables, furniture, and chairs.
Yeah, well, we can all think about this a little bit more, but right now we need to review. Friends, let's take a look at those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Environment. Environment.Garbage is bad for the environment.
Clever. Clever. That is a clever idea.
Living room. Living room. I watch TV in the living room.
Dining room. Dining room.Selena is eating in the dining room.
Bedroom. Bedroom. Sandy is sleeping in the bedroom.
Simply. Simply. Christina speaks very simply. Okay, friends, make sure to be practicing those at home.And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, everyone. This is Taylor with today's news report. For a long time, people were buying bigger and bigger houses. But there are a lot of problems with big houses. Big houses are expensive, and they aren't good for the environment. But...Now that is changing. In many places, people are now buying small houses, and some of these houses are really tiny. These tiny houses are popular for different reasons. Some people like tiny houses because of their clever designs. Many houses don't use space very well, but tiny houses do.They are often designed so rooms can be used for different things. A living room might also be a dining room or a bedroom. Other people live in tiny houses to help the environment. Tiny houses use less energy and other resources than big houses. Many people just like the tiny house lifestyle. Tiny houses.Don't have much space to keep things. So, people who live in them have to live simply. Tiny houses are also popular in places where housing is expensive. Since tiny houses are smaller than other houses, they are also cheaper. People without a lot of money can still buy a tiny house.Thank you for watching today's news report. This is Taylor.
Hey, Monkey Man, we need a new house.
Ginger, you're always asking for a bigger house. Bigger and bigger.
But Monkey Man...
Big houses are expensive, and they're not good for the environment.
But Monkey Man...、 Monkey Man!
There are a lot of problems with big houses.
But Monkey Man, I don't want a bigger house.
You don't?
No, I want a smaller house.
You do?
Yeah, I want a tiny, tiny house. Ooh, ooh, with a clever design.
Oh, a tiny house would be cheaper, but it wouldn't have much space. It would be crowded for two people.
I know. Well, then we'll have to get two tiny houses. One for me and one for you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The most of every day.
To be very popular these days. So, would you be able to invite other people to your homes in your tiny home?
Well, of course. You will have a living room and they can see the clever design. I think a lot of people would be interested to see how you live because this is a different lifestyle. It's not just a home, it's a choice.
That's right. And I think visitors who visit your home would think that's really a good idea, and it's very different. Okay, friends. Well, we hope you had fun today talking about tiny homes. Join us tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.